Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Kurt Schlichter Unfiltered. You'll love his comments. And then Kash Patel, all about the Mar-a-Lago raid. Is a Trump indictment looming? And is it time for us to take the high road and not respond? I'd love your thoughts. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter today. Start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Kurt Schlichter is here to help us unpack the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Kurt, here's what I'm trying to understand. Why do you believe Merrick Garland has remained silent on the raid? Is there some discord within DOJ? Why the silence from the Attorney General?
Well, it's all part of the plan, Charlie. Look, people keep treating this as if it's some sort of legitimate activity. And you have these soft FredoCon senators like, well, we need to wait to see what evidence they have. Hey, dummy, have you been asleep since 2016? These guys have spent the last 6 years trying to frame the president. You think suddenly they're on to something? You think now they finally struck pay dirt? Oh, he took a classified document with him in his files. Oh, we got him now. Because classified material, that's, you can't have that now. The memo went out. It's a crime again. Look, he's not saying anything because the purpose of this is to intimidate conservatives. It's to try and drum up a reaction from conservatives. And conservatives have been taking, in general, the proper approach. They're not yelling about torches and pitchforks. Instead, they're focusing on cold and relentless fury. And they will take their revenge the correct way at the ballot box. And then with brutal and ruthless oversight of these petty fascists. So he remains silent or he speaks. It's all irrelevant because it's all a lie. It doesn't matter what he says. I don't care what his justification for this is because there is no justification. They're trying to frame the president just like they've been doing again and again for 6 years. They get, you know, I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
And nor should we. I think it's interesting, though, whether or not there's any discord within DOJ. If they're all on the same page, you think they're all there? Okay, tell me why.
Where are the good apples? I keep hearing about these good apples.
No, I don't mean it that way. That's not how I meant it. I meant that they're disagreeing on strategy, going too far. I mean, just within the inner workings, they all agree on the same thing. But on strategy and tactics, go ahead.
So it's strategy and tactics for framing the president. Yeah, I think there's probably some professional disagreement on that. They're bouncing around various ways to unlawfully and immorally retain power and disenfranchise at least half the American people. Yeah, I, you know, professional scumbags can have professional scumbag disagreements. So they probably got some controversy about the strategy and tactics. Look. These guys are geniuses, okay? It's not Ernst Stavros Blofeld sitting in his volcano lair stroking his cat, you know, the criminal genius, playing the puppet master, making these guys move. They are idiots. They're unaccomplished people. This is not a power move, Charlie. This is not the move of winners. This is a desperation move because they know the clock is ticking. We're going to retake the House. We're going to retake the Senate. Don't buy all the lies about, oh, the Republicans are in trouble because, you know, Blake Masters, Dr. Oz, they're just terrible candidates and they can't win against Super Astronaut and Heart Attack Shrek. Don't buy it. They know what's coming. They know that the train is heading down the tracks toward them. And they know that the next 2 years are going to be a painful proctological exam. Where the Republicans are going to check the Republic's prostate and it ain't going to feel so good. And then we're going to elect another president in 2024, and maybe President Trump, maybe someone else. But that person's going to be woke, conservative woke. He's going to be based. He's going to know what time it is. And we are going to end the rule of the bureaucrats. And they are terrified.
I want to play a piece of tape here. I want to agree with you, Kurt. But yesterday, Tim Scott had something to say. Let's play cut 40. I want your reaction. Play cut 40.
Do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that the FBI is executing a witch hunt?
Well, we've had the FBI before. The Judiciary Committee just in the last 2 weeks trying to figure out why they do what they do. And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet. This is probably
doubts about the FBI.
This is going to raise more questions, in my opinion. We need to let this play out and see exactly what happens.
Kurt?
I like Tim Scott. I think he's a great guy. I would love him as a neighbor. If it was 2004, I would be happy to vote for his sunny, optimistic view of empowerment. And he's got a great story. He's a wonderful guy. And he's not a wartime consigliere.
That's exactly
okay. Tom Hagen, out of the room. The men have to talk about how we're going to make our enemies sleep with the fishes. If you come in there and go, well, gosh, I need to see all the facts. You don't get that there are no facts. It's all a lie, all a scam. Yet another of the attempts to frame the president to unlawfully and immorally retain power. I like Tim Scott. Nice guy. Not the right guy for today.
Kurt, do you think this Mar-a-Lago raid might radicalize some of the Cruz crowd? Or do you like the Cruz? I mean, not Ted Cruz, but you know what I mean. The people that go.
Yeah, the Ahoy Gang.
The Ahoy Gang.
The guys who want to be on the Lido deck having healthcare reform panels with Ramesh Panuru and Jonathan Last.
Yes, those guys, people.
While the donors drink Zima. Yeah, those losers. No, it won't because all they care about is their feed trough. All right. And that's why they hate Trump, because Trump looked at him and said, you're a bunch of hacks. You can serve nothing. Look, they're going to do whatever the Democrats want, because that's the way they can get a few scraps from the table. So it's not going to radicalize them. It is going to radicalize a lot of normal Americans, because normal Americans are going, you wait a minute. President Krusty sent guys with guns to raid the house of the guy who might run against him. You know, I'm not big into politics, but that sounds more like Uruguay in 1957 than it should sound like America in 2022. This is our Dobbs, in the sense that the Democrats thought, oh boy, Dobbs is going to mobilize all our frustrated wine wives. This is great, you know. It's going to really radicalize everybody. And I think to some extent it did. But boy, is it this going to radicalize us. We are going to. And when I say radical, I mean get active. I mean, we are people who were like, well, you know, it's an election. I don't really, you know, nothing really changes. Now they're mad. And you are going to see Republicans vote in incredible numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to do more than that, Kurt. As I said yesterday, Republican AGs have to start raiding Democrat groups. You have to meet force with force. What are your thoughts on that?
Where appropriate, it should absolutely
No, of course,
happen.
Lawfully, but the evidence is there, Kurt. They burned $1 billion of property in the summer of 2020. Get some raids going. Let's go.
I couldn't agree with you more, because the new rule is you don't hold on when there are political implications. You treat it like any other law enforcement matter. That's the rule they're telling me there is. Well, then let's use their rule.
That's right.
Now, I like the old rule, because I think it's I think when you're raiding someone of another political party, even when maybe you've got probable cause
totally
to do
agree.
It, there are other considerations. Those are out the window.
That's right.
Not the rule anymore. Didn't ask for it, but I'm going to enforce it.
Some people would say, well, we don't want to stoop to their level, Kurt. That we want to. No, I want you to. I want you to hold on to that.
I wouldn't want to stoop, Charlie.
Well,
I wouldn't want to win by accident.
Yeah, I know. We wouldn't want to save the country. We would rather nobly lose, but we'd have a very.
Yeah,
nice,
I think that sounds like a great panel for the next cruise ship. Ahoy!
We'll have a very nice corner suite in Rikers Penitentiary.
We got a little porthole.
Yes. Are you like every one of us that thinks our country has gone nuts, whether it's Russiagate, market crashes, or selling oil to China, or this insane inflation? Well, right now, you need a financial mind who understands your concerns, but at the same time has a Christian worldview of money. That's why you should talk to my friends at Pax Financial Group. Look, I've given my money to Pax Financial to manage. If it's good enough for me, I think it's good for you. Like all of us, they have concerns, but they also have hope. In this market, you must have a financial person who shares your hope and at the same time can help you with biblical responsible investing, BRI, biblical responsible investing. That's why I want you to text the word Charlie to 74868. That is Charlie to 74868 to connect with my friends at the Pax Financial Group. Biblical responsible investing. So take out your phone, just text Charlie to 74868. That's 74868. Text Charlie to connect with my great friends at the Pax Financial Group. Come on, we don't want to stoop down to their level. I hear that all the time. Charlie, we want to be better than that. I mean, it's okay that they raid and they go after Stone and D'Souza and Bannon and Manafort and Navarro and Perry and O'Keefe and Giuliani and Eastman, but we can't go down to their level. Your thoughts, Kirk?
Sure we can, and in fact, we need to. But let's make sure we're very clear on what we're talking about. We are not talking about framing people or making things up. That's off the table, not by some norm or anything. It's in the Bible, thou shalt not bear false witness. We don't get to do that. What we can do is waive the previous requirement that had a reluctance and a reticence regarding criminal charges against political opponents. You have to be very, very clear that they did it. There can be no mistakes. There can be no doubt. You do it when you have no other options, simply because to attack a political opponent using the force of government immediately brings up legitimate questions. Well, that's the rule they got rid of. That Yes. rule doesn't exist anymore. So game on. People who conspire with Black Lives Matter and other rioters, those people need to be investigated. Corruption needs to be investigated. I don't know, say there was a relative of a president who seemed to be getting getting really close to a bunch of foreign potentates and maybe peddling influence. I'd like to see an investigation, prosecution of that. Or perhaps a former Secretary of State who puts massive amounts of classified information on a server in somebody's bathroom. I think that would be a fruitful subject of inquiry.
Yep.
So yeah, game on. New rules, enjoy them.
Florida Attorney General should raid the home of the judge that approved the raid. I'd like to know about any political biases. Is this judge being paid off? Why not? Game
well,
on.
Well, look, this guy was apparently one of Epstein's lawyers. And I think it's very interesting. I think it's very, very interesting that he's the one who signed off on this, particularly because there's some allegations that he has social media posts very critical of the president. You would think that someone like that would recuse himself. Again, another potentially fruitful avenue of inquiry.
Yes. And Kurt, I want to be clear for Media Matters, the low-life degenerates that watch this program and do our press releases for us. We don't enjoy this. We are not celebrating this, but we will engage in this moment because we love the country and they wiped out the rule. And so that's the question, right, Kurt? When they wipe out a rule, how do we respond? Traditionally, it's, well, I don't like that. Corporate tax cuts.
Yeah, exactly. Look, what is the rule? And again, we need to be very clear about the rule we're talking about. The rule we're talking about is a common sense and a prudent reluctance to use the power of government and the power of law enforcement against political
right.
opponents because of the effect it has on our political system and the doubts it raises. That's the rule. They threw it out. They said, oh, well, this is, it's in the way. Get rid of it. Fine. But there are consequences
right.
to getting rid of the rule. This is not about doing what they do, which is attempting to frame their opponents.
That's right.
Which is absolutely what they're doing. We are talking about something different, but it's going to, it's going to be a real problem for them because, if you send a bunch of forensic accountants to plow through Nancy Pelosi and
yes.
Paul Pelosi's stock trades and their taxes. But, I wonder if he deducts
by the way, so some people say, well, we don't have that power. Of course you do. You're trying to tell me Nancy Pelosi hasn't traded a stock in a red state in the last 10 years? So let's say she's probably bought and paid a stock in Tennessee or
well,
okay.
She's free. She's free to go litigate to explain why a red state attorney general doesn't have that authority. Yep. I mean, I'm certainly a red state judge would take all her arguments fully into consideration, just like the arguments of conservatives are taken into consideration in Washington, D.C.,
which is not at all.
Yes, exactly. I mean, oh, well, again, what is the rule?
That's right.
What's the rule?
What's the name of your book again?
The book is We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. Right now we're in the fall part, but I'm optimistic. I think we're going to rise. I think we're going to do great in 2022. Don't listen to the polls and the Democrats and their propaganda. They're going to get creamed. I love the president today. 0% inflation. Yeah, right. Back to Matlock, you. And we're going to do great in 2024. I'm not sure who the candidate's going to be, but I know he's going to know what time it is.
Kurt Schlichter. Thank you, Kurt. Most important
Thanks
question.
For
what
me, Charlie.
Time is it? Thank you. Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped MyPillow become an amazing company and really honestly become what it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, great American, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now it's only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and they have a cold, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out today on this incredible offer. This is a limited-time supply, so make sure to order now. Go to 1-800-875-0425 now and use promo code Kirk, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, and they're known to sell quick, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. Charlie, when they go low, we just need to stay focused and go high. Is that what they do? How does the left react to that? Remember Eric Holder, Attorney General of the United States? Remember when Eric Holder was at a Stacey Abrams event? Play 58, please.
It is time for us as Democrats to be as tough as they are, to be as dedicated as they are, to be as committed as they are. Michelle always says, Michelle Obama, I love her, you know. She and my wife, like, really tight, which always scares me and Barack. But Michelle always says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. No. When they go low, we kick them. But that's what this new Democratic Party is about. We're proud as hell to be Democrats. We're willing to fight for the ideals of the Democratic Party. We're proud of our history. We're proud of our present, and we're proud of the future that we can create for this country. And we're not in this just to make a statement. We're in this to win.
Yeah.
When they go down, we kick them. That's how your attorney general, or our old attorney general, used to talk. Cash Patel is here. Cash, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Initial thoughts on the raid of Trump's home.
A two-tier system of justice on full display in 2022 America. I prosecuted terrorists in foreign countries in Africa and the Middle East that now have a superior justice system than the United States of America. That's my initial reaction. It is the Department of Politics. It is no longer the Department of Justice. And this boomerang may come back. You're the political expert, but may come back to just smash them in the face in short order.
Cash, there is a fair amount of cynicism in our audience about the rule of law, the FBI, but I think you have an interesting perspective to connect two seemingly unrelated pieces. Mm-hmm. The FBI is able and willing to do outrageous things because they were never held accountable for the other outrageous things they did. Russiagate. So Christopher Wray, why does he care? It's not like people go to jail. The FBI thinks they're better than you. They actually hate you. And we're told that there's all these wonderful agents in the FBI. I'm waiting to hear about them. I don't know who they are. Cash, should we be as cynical as we've become?
Yes. You're talking to the Russiagate guy. You're talking to the guy that wrote the Nunes memo. You're talking to the guy that got 17 FBI agents fired, including a director of the FBI and the deputy director of the FBI. You're talking. That's the power of congressional oversight when it's wielded properly. And I think that's the key takeaway, because unless we do that again come the midterms, we are never going to know the depravity and the depths of this. I mean, you have Christopher Wray going before the United States Senate, and instead of answering questions about FBI whistleblowers, by the way, where are all the FBI whistleblowers? A nod to Chuck Grassley, who's doing a good job. Chris Wray said he had to jet off on his private jet to his vacation home in the Adirondacks,
yep,
then answer questions of accountability to the United States Senate, because the Democrats are in power and they don't care about accountability. They care about politics. So this is going to continue. And the department is not going to answer any questions. Merrick Garland's not going to do anything. He has no problem bringing political cases near an election, even though the mandate at the DOJ has been for 100 years never to do that, even though they preclude Durham from bringing them inside 90 days. But, whoa, if it involves Trump, let's do it the day before. It's just going to get worse until November, because they know the clock's running out.
How do we respond to this, Cash? People are angrier than I have ever seen them. I believe we're in a post-constitutional order. The Rubicon has been crossed. How do we respond to this?
You know, it sounds cheesy, but the only way to respond to it is at the polls. Because what else can you do? You can educate Americans to watch great shows like yours, because the mainstream media sucks. And all they talk about is fake news, disinformation, and the radical left agenda. So get everybody to watch the Charlie Kirk Show. Put it out nonstop and talk about issues that matter. And then tell them how you do it. Go get 100 people in a car and a bus and take them to the voting polls and watch them man the polls. We can do that. We can make sure we, the American people, secure the elections. We don't need the federal government to do it for us. They cannot, but it's up to us. And I hope people are pissed off, because that's the only thing, in my opinion, in my experience, that gets people motivated to act. And I'm not saying go out there and do violence. I'm glad that there was people peacefully protesting outside Mar-a-Lago. They should be. Let's get the caravans going from now until Election Day across this country. Trucker rallies, car rallies, biker rallies. Let's do them in and around polls where it's legal and lawful to do so, and get our vote out there, because I think America's sick of it.
Why do you think Merrick Garland has been so silent? Why have we heard nothing from the DOJ?
It's the easiest thing to do. They hide behind this veil of, we're the department. We don't talk about ongoing criminal investigations. Oh, you don't? You just selectively talk about them when they have to do with Donald Trump. You leak classified information when it benefits you. Are you telling me this attorney general didn't call the White House and the White House counsel to say, hey, we're going to go gangster on a former president of the United States and go run roughshod into his home with 30 armed agents like we're in downtown Kandahar, Afghanistan? And for this White House to come in and say, well, we don't comment on it either. They're going to hide behind that till November, until you subpoena these guys and hold them in contempt of Congress and threaten to throw them in jail, which is exactly what should happen. So for the next 90 days, it's going to be rough, and we're going to need whistleblowers. And I hope they start coming out in droves, but we're going to need Congress to have the will to say what Kevin McCarthy said last night, which is, Merrick Garland, hold your records. We are going to be investigating you. And they better do it so the American public can see that.
Yeah, I think Merrick Garland will resign before January. That's my theory. Cash.
Oh, wow.
That's my theory. There's no way. I don't think he has the stomach for this. I think this raid did not go as precisely as he would have liked. So I asked you before, Cash, do you think Trump is going to be indicted? You said 0% chance. Has this raid changed your calculus of the how audacious they have become?
Not how audacious they have become. And I stick by my position that he's not going to be indicted, because from public reporting, the best I can tell, there's two full reasons to raid him, right? Classified information. He's the president of the United States. I put out a statement on fightwithcash.com, which was President Trump's statement in October of 2020, where he declassified every document related to Russiagate and the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Fast forward to December and January before he left office, he declassified whole sets of documents before he left office. He is the unilateral classification authority as commander in chief. So what are they going to do? Plus, he still has a security clearance. Obama still has tons of classified documents at his house. And he should. He's a former president. Same with Bush. So what are they going to prosecute him for?
So Obama has classified documents at his home?
Yeah.
And so does Bush?
Yes.
So what the FBI should go raid Obama and Bush's home now?
By this precedent, they should. I would never have called for it before.
How about Jimmy Carter? Let's just raid Jimmy Carter's home, too.
I'm sure.
He has some note to Ronald Reagan he wrote on the way out.
The other thing I want to chime in on is this Mark Elias. Remember, this guy that started the Russiagate hoax got paid millions of dollars for the DNC, by the DNC and Hillary campaign to perpetuate the biggest fraud, and has been named a criminal co-conspirator by John Durham. He put out this note where he said, look at this statute. It says, if you take National Archives information, you cannot hold public office. That's true, except that statute doesn't apply to the president of the United States. The Constitution dictates the office of the presidency and a constitutional amendment only. That statute does not. I'm glad the mainstream media is taking it as bait, but what's the crime? What are they going to do? Say he had documents he was supposed to have?
I mean, but the extraordinary measures here, is there yeah. something below the surface we're missing, Cash? What's the story behind the story here?
No, you've nailed it. There's no secret veiled, you know, they put it on blast. They've shown what they are doing. They've shown that they have allowed FBI agents who fumbled and trapped people in the Whitmer case, FBI agents who lied to a federal court for Russiagate, who called Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation knowingly that it was false. These are the guys that got promotions. Chris Wray was asked about them. What are they doing? And they're running this investigation. If you want a promotion in government, screw up. If you want a really big one, screw up royally, and you'll get it under this administration.
The New York Post is reporting the documents in question are notes written on cocktail napkins and letters between Obama and Trump. So we are now raiding people's homes, crossing the Rubicon, and declaring war on half of America. Let me be clear. They declared war on us over cocktail napkins. Is that right, Cash?
I mean, I saw that reporting, and if that's what they got, oh boy, they got a lot of problems. There was an amicable way to do this. Issue a subpoena, talk to lawyers, get it done appropriately above board because it's a former president of the United States. They chose to go rogue, and they have allowed government gangsters to run roughshod over our Constitution.
So the only argument that's out there that I can't answer is, why has Trump not yet released the warrant?
There's probably a legal strategy in play. Look, me as a former federal prosecutor and public defender, I wouldn't release it right now either, because you have to game out a strategy. Are we going on offense? Are we challenging it? And if we put it out for the public to pick apart, it becomes harder to challenge that in the court of law. And what you want is the win in a court of law, and then you get to publicize it. I'm all for keeping it secret.
But also, there can be a significant amount of nonsense and garbage on the warrant as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, these warrants can be really long or really short, and they can just, you know, when you challenge it, we don't want to do what they did, which is politicize it. When you challenge it, you want to be on the right footing in a court of law to say, Judge, we didn't do anything wrong. Look at what they did. And then you are on such better footing. And like, I know where this judge is completely biased and should have recused himself from this case, but that's another story, how the FBI went selectively jurisdiction shopping with this guy. But he's a magistrate judge. He's not the guy that's going to decide the warrant issue. Basically, he's like the JV. He comes in and deals with preliminary merits. He's not a presidentially appointed, Senate confirmed lifetime judge. He's selected by the district court judges in that district for a 6-year term. That's it. He is not an Article III judge as the other guys are.
So Judge Reinhart, who signed the warrant, who put him into place?
The bench. The entire bench gets together in the Southern District of Florida, the federally appointed judges, and select after a process a certain number of magistrate judges.
No. I'm talking about the one who signed the warrant. Was it a magistrate judge who signed the warrant?
A magistrate. Reinhart is a magistrate judge.
Got it. I didn't know that. Okay. So that makes sense. So this was an appointed of an appointee, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yeah. With no lifetime tenure and no.
This is the guy who signed the warrant, Bruce Reinhart. There with an entire bottle of whiskey.
And he issued that statement basically hating on Trump. I don't know if you saw that. But basically,
anti-Trump judge who drinks whiskey and eats Oreos while watching Sunday Night Football and then puts it on social media. Super weird and creepy during a hurricane.
You know, I think there's a lot of questions. Oh, and by the way, Charlie, I don't know if you know this, but this same judge recused himself from Donald Trump's RICO case that he filed in the Southern District of Florida. Against the FBI, DOJ, and so many other Clinton. So why did he recuse himself from that case, but said, hey, game on.
Judge shopping. That's what they do. So Cash, I want to ask you, I want to play a piece of tape here actually about the judge. Do we have that Lois Lerner one with the judge? What cut is that? That's right. It's a longer clip. Play cut 48, then I want your response. This is the judge who signed off on the Mar-a-Lago warrant defending Lois Lerner deleting 2 years of emails during the IRS scandal. Play cut 48.
incompetence doesn't necessarily lead to criminality.
So which out of those two scenarios right there seems more likely to you at this
point? Within the IRS, probably incompetence. The IRS has one of the most antiquated computer systems in the world. And the fact that emails could have disappeared without Ms. Lerner knowing about it or Ms. Lerner being involved is entirely credible to me. Information came back up to her that said, this is what we have. She reported what she was told, and it turns out not to be true. But that's not a crime. If she didn't know it wasn't true, that's not a crime. And that's going to probably be where her defense lies.
And one of the problems with that might be the fact that there have been some new emails surfacing that Lerner apparently warned some of her colleagues about that. And we have one on the screen here. I was cautioning folks about emails and how we can have, we had several occasions where Congress has asked for emails. Maybe this is a smoking gun that proves there was some sort of conspiracy here.
Possibly. It depends, again, how one reads that email. It could be read one way to say that destroy what we already have, which would, of course, be criminal. Or it could be construed to say, going forward, recognize that Congress may ask for our emails, so be careful what you put in writing. Because I think at the end of the day, what originally happened here is probably not a crime.
That is Judge Reinhardt defending Lois Lerner, destroying evidence. That is the same judge who signed off on the FBI search of Donald Trump's home. Cash, your thoughts.
Well, it just goes to the fact that this guy should have recused. I mean, he's fine to hold those beliefs and he's fine to have that opinion as a lawyer and later as a judge, too. Of course, you can't erase your history, but that's why judges are supposed to be neutral arbiters of the facts and the law. And that's why there's a mandate for recusal when you cannot be so. And even when there's an appearance of impropriety, even when you can come in and say, oh, don't worry about it, I won't act on it. The appropriate thing to do as a judge, based on the judicial canons of ethics which govern them, is to say, just so the public maintains integrity in the judicial system, I'm out. Give it to somebody else. It's not like you're the only guy that can do this case. No, he wanted to do this case, and the DOJ and FBI wanted him to do this case. They selected him to do this case because they know how the carousel works, and they know where they were going to get the best shot. And I think you're right, Charlie. They overshot. They're going to see that not only was this raid completely unlawful and unnecessary, but they went judge forum shopping, which continues the political.
Let me ask you. So there's this new Newsweek story out of which I don't believe. It looks like damage control. But it says here, quote, what a spectacular backfire, says the justice official. I know there's much speculation out there that this is political persecution, but it really is the best and worst of the bureaucracy in action. They wanted to punctuate the fact that this is a routine law enforcement action stripped of any political overtones and yet got the exact opposite. Your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know if that's an anonymous source or what clown is saying that, but this is that every single thing they have done is intentional. It's planned out. You cannot conduct a raid quietly with 30 guys and fly them down from the Washington field office and hide the fact that they're going to do that and show up unannounced and get a search warrant and get a judge to authorize it. This has to be authorized. I'm telling you, I was at DOJ. I ran some of the highest level prosecutions ever in that department during my tenure. This is something the attorney general must sign off on. The director of the FBI must sign off on. And since it has to do with the president of the United States, the White House counsel's office has to be involved. There is no other way to do that. And
Sorry to interrupt. Joe Biden knew about this.
I would say definitively the White House counsel's office knew about it. Whether they told Joe Biden.
How about Merrick Garland for sure?
What's that?
Merrick Garland knew about this?
100%. He had to authorize it. There's no way. He didn't know about it.
And then Christopher Wray.
100%. Same thing.
And then Barack Obama probably too, but that's a separate issue. So but Joe Biden maybe is what you're saying?
Maybe. I mean, look, you know as well, yes, you know better than anyone, like, why would they tell him anything? He's not really in charge. He's sort of just ballooning around, going to South Carolina or wherever he's off to next for a bike ride. So if I were the White House counsel, I'd probably not have told him in all reality because he would have blurted it out.
It's incredible. What a moment. Cash Patel, go to fightwithcash.com. That is fightwithcash.com. Cash, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.